أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ود كثير من أهل الكتاب لو يردونكم من بعد إيمانكم كفارا حسدا من عند أنفسهم من بعد ما تبين لهم الحق. In the previous ayats and almost from the beginning of the surah, or at least from the first quarter, Allah Ta'ala explains all the evil qualities of the Jews and what is inherent in them, and they are adamant and determined to commit wrong all the time. And they gave this problems to their own Nabi also, to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They gave him a lot of uphill and lot of problems all the time. And in the previous ayats with regard to all these things, Allah Ta'ala said one of the evil qualities was whenever they were given a command, then they started asking this question about it and that question. Whereas a person of Iman, when he gets a command from the Nabi of Allah, which is a command of Allah, then he should execute it, or practice upon it immediately, not ask all questions about it. Asking questions is a sign that we don't want to practice, that it is a sign that we are trying to find some loophole, etc. Especially with regard to the cow which they had to slaughter, there they continued asking all types of questions. So Allah Ta'ala says one of the other evil qualities is وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ دِلْ چَاہْتَا هِ بَهَوْتْ سَ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ کا. Many people of the Ahle Kitab, the Jews and the Christians, and yeah, moreover reference is made to the Jews. Many of them, their followers, this is their hearty desire. لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا کہ کسی طرح تم کو پھیر کر مسلمان ہوئے پیچھے کافر بنا دے. That after that you have accepted Iman and Islam, O Muslims, that these people want to make you again kafir. This is the effort all the time. And particularly of the Jews, that how they lost their Iman and they want everyone else to lose their Iman as well. But for example, this asking of questions. Asking a Nabi questions all the time is also leading to all, if it is not kufr itself, it leads to kufr. Asking in order to practice properly is a different thing. But just asking for the sake of asking and thereby in fact making life difficult for oneself, that is not at all proper. This was the nature, and they want this also from the Muslims, that they also. And especially with regard to nasikh and mansukh, which we had discussed, that certain commandments are abrogated, are cancelled, and new commands are given. So they should put this in the minds and the hearts of the Muslims, that how can this be a true religion? Your Nabi told you to do this, now that command is changed, now a new command has come. And very sadly, that same illness, bimari, is with us still today also. If under certain circumstances there is a certain command, and when the circumstances change, then there is a different command. But then we want to question, and in fact in a sarcastic way we say, first was this command, now how come this new command? We also all the time, the same thing has rubbed off unfortunately into us also. And Allah declares this as in the direction of kufr, that a person will go out of the fold of Islam because of this. And as Jews who are doing this, it isn't because of any fault of the Muslims, any wrongdoing on their side, but rather حسن من عند أنفسهم بسبب اپنے دلی حسد کے, because of their hearty jealousy which they have got. Their hearts are filled with jealousy. They have understood, as Allah explains in front, that this is the true religion of Islam. But just because Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was not born and was not from amongst the Jews, but that he was from amongst the Arabs, this jealousy they had all the time. And therefore, they did not want to accept Islam, the vast majority, and also at the same time try and deter others from accepting Islam. Various ways the Quran is explained, how they try and turn away a person from Islam, and right up to today also in their various disguised forms. And we think it is something very good for us, and that we must get involved in those things. But it is all their planning to take us out of Islam. مِن بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ بَعْدْ اس کے کہ ظاہر ہو چکا ان پر حق. And all this after that the truth has become manifest to them. They all understand clearly Islam is the true religion. Quran is the true kitab of Allah Ta'ala. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the true messenger and rasul of Allah Ta'ala. But in spite of that, just because of this jealousy, they are trying to turn you away from your Islam. So we should be very careful in whichever form, in their disguised forms. They don't come in an open form, but more in all disguised forms, those things that they take, that our heart takes to, and we enjoy those, the nafs enjoys those things. And through all those things, they want to mislead us and finally take us out of the fold of Islam, create doubts about Islam, etc. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, create doubts about Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam himself. Today, create doubts among of the ulama, etc. And of the Quran Sharif in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today with regard to the rulings and fatwas which are given, they try and find fault and create doubts. And thereby, the actual object is to take us out of the fold of Islam. So Allah is mentioning this, that we can be on our guard. That we don't just, today we are following their lifestyle, their way of life, their clothing, everything of theirs, the way of what they do, their holidays, etc. Whatever they do, we are following it also exactly. When all this is very dangerous for us, we have got our particular, distinct and peculiar, distinct way of life. And that is the way of the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is what we must adhere to and follow that way. That is the way to protect our Iman. And Iman is not just the word Iman, but it means our life in the Akhirat. If a person is to die without Iman, it means eternal adab and the worst type of burning in the fire of Jahannam, and with that burning all other types of punishment as well. So they want to take us out of this Iman. We must be, our greatest asset we have and our greatest gift we have got is the asset of Iman. And that is what we have to cherish, to look after. More than we want to look after our lives, we have to look after this Iman. Life is going to go in any case, but if Iman goes, then we have lost everything. And so Iman is the most important thing, and these people are targeting our Iman all the time. So we have to be very, very careful. And when they do it in their very sinister and in their very discreet ways, we have to be more on our guard. And the simple way to save ourselves is to stick to Quran and Hadith. In that way, a person won't get misled. That what Quran and Hadith teaches us, don't try and find any loopholes in there, any deficiencies in there, but stick to that. In that, our Iman will be protected. May Allah show His mercy and kindness to us and protect us, our progeny, our Iman, and give us afiyat and salamati in all our matters. وَأَخِرُ دَعْوَانَا